Blog Talk Radio.
Marching all about, and the pickups are rolling along.
All right, folks, and welcome to Continue Mission. God bless America. 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 Woo-hoo-hoo! I can say it, and it feels so good to say it. You want to know why? Because it's true. God has blessed America. That's right. And going to bless America again. Boy, did you see the smackdown that our U.S. military to the Iranian-backed militants that are trying like the devil to hit our U.S. troops overseas. Man, how shameful. How shameful. Did you guys just get your asses kicked by the... And we didn't even send in the first stringers on this one, man. I mean, we left the Marines and the Army back. We let the Air Force just come in there and thump on you a little bit. Whoo, boy, you don't want all of the, you don't want all this tamale coming up on you. You won't be able to choke down all this one now. But the time's coming, folks. The time is coming. And you know, we owe the Iranians. I haven't forgot the hostage situation. I haven't forgot the hostage situation. I haven't forgot the Marines that were killed in Beirut. I haven't forgot all of the nonsensory and the jackery and the jackassery that you guys have pulled all around the world with your nonsensical push for Muslim control. Are you freaking crazy? Do you think that we are going to allow that, even though we've got a weak-ass government right now that's left the border open and you've got about a million or so of your little militants that are here, when they start to pop their heads off up, let me tell you something, the majority of the Americans, at least the ones that's got any goddamn sense anyways, we're armed. And every time you pop your little head up, somebody's going to come around a tree and they're going to take you out. So let me just tell you, God bless America. Yeah, I'm pissed off, and I should be pissed off. Every American should be pissed off. You should all be mad about what's going on right now, this stupidity, the disgrace that we've got setting up in there in the White House, and the clowns that we've got that are running our government. What a shame. What a shame. You know, and the chicken shit politicians that are out there. Boy, they're really bad. I'm getting ready to nail one right now. Big ass chicken shit, you know, that's running for office here, running his big fat mouth all the time, talking about how he's all this and all that. You know what? Patrick Morrissey is running for governor of the state of West Virginia. You know, most of us have not hung our balls up on the fireplace here in this country, in this part of the country. You know, we still expect men to act like men. And, you know, you won't even go debate. You know, and it just, it's sickening. It really is sickening what's going on. But let me tell you something. We've got some ballsy politicians out there, though. Let me tell you about one that's a good, close, personal friend of mine. And him and I were going back and forth on LinkedIn. We supported Corey Mills. Corey Mills for congressman in Florida. Vets for Vet Leadership. Rich, you sat on that committee as well. But Corey Mills has been absolutely just kicking ass all over Congress. You know what? You hear all these big mouths that get on there, run their mouth, all these little spoiled rich kids and stuff. But let me tell you about Corey Mills. Corey Mills was. He is a soldier. And he will remain a soldier until the day he dies. He is going into... he is going into and self-funding rescue missions, you know, into Israel to pull people out and to get them out of there, okay? Israelis, Israeli citizens, dual citizens, Americans, and he's bringing them back to the USA, saving their lives. A congressman. And look, guys, he's flying over to do it. He's no chicken shit. Like half of them up there. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I'm fired up. So I really hope that one of these weasel, spineless, chicken shit politicians call into this radio show tonight, because I got something for you. I'm working real hard. I think I've said enough curse words now that we're probably going to get fined, okay? Get fined by the morality police that are out there, the same morality police that say it's okay to rip a baby out of the womb of a woman, the same morality police that say it's okay to go in and butcher those Israelis. But oh no, Israel, you can't go into Gaza. You can't do that. Well, guess what? They're going in. They're kicking in the doors, and you're going to hide in the hospital, Hamas. They're going to kick in the doors of those hospitals, and they're going to drag you out by the hair of your head if you've got anything left up there. And if they don't, they'll drag you out by whatever they can get a hold of, and they're going to stomp you into oblivion. And it's going to be a good thing to see, and I'm going to be happy to see it. Yeah, I am happy to see it. Happy to see it. Okay. So here we are, folks. We are on the air, and we've got two special guests here. We got Greg Meek and we got Val Olson in here. They probably have never heard me talk like this, you know. And but you know, hey, look, hard times call for hard measures.
I just want to say bullshit. If anybody's listening to the show, you talk like that all the time.
Well, Rich, that's just between us. But you know what I mean. Aren't you tired?
No, James, your monologues are always energized. You always go off on your monologues. Okay, that's right. Right. Just in your defense, because I've had this conversation with other people, and like, the thing is, if you watch TV, there's no moderation. Nobody wants to hear the moderate. They want to hear the extremists. The extremists on the left side, the extremists on the left side, so, the right, okay? So I can have a logical conversation and stuff like that, and that's going to bore the hell out of people, right? But the thing is, yeah, it's true, okay? Oh, no, but you do piss me off. You do piss me off, and I'm like, I'm done with this fucking conversation, right?
There we go.
And I'm going to say, okay, argue with yourself from here on out. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, That's right. Okay.
Well,
so
Go ahead.
In your defense, okay, the thing is, you do have a way, and I've told a number of people about this, and I said, I'm a good co-host. I could never be the host. You are. You know how to entertain. You know how to excite. The thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if the majority of the people listening to this show don't even actually hate you. Yeah, they're listening to your show to look for things they can use against you.
Yes.
But the thing is, it works. In media, in social media, whatever, it works. Everybody wants a sensationalist, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's my defense of you. I may not defend what you say, but I will defend until my life your right to say it, okay? Which the woke committee won't even do that. I mean, you were saying they're like, I may not agree with what you have to say, but I will defend until they'll say, no, you don't have the right to say anything I disagree with you, okay?
Well, and that's the problem. I mean, honestly, that is the problem. It is. There's a lot of ugly going on in the world. There's a lot of ugly that's going on in the world.
Yes.
And it's gotten worse.
And I'm just going to say you're part of it.
Yeah, well.
but it creates dialogue, James.
Yeah.
It creates dialogue. Except when you guys try to cut me off when I'm trying to finish a statement. Okay?
well, we... we can only give you an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, on that,
right?
On that, I need to shut up. All right, we got some other people want to talk.
Yeah, we did.
Let me shut up, and so you can introduce our other host, okay?
Hey, but before I do that, folks, if you go and you can go to Continue Mission, gosh, I know, I'm telling you, if my mother listens to this show, she's going to wash my mouth out with soap next time she sees me. I'm telling you right now. She hates it when I go off on these rants like this, but it needs to happen from time to time. So we got the guest call in.
Oh, James. No. My mother was listening to the show up until she died. And seriously, until we invited Father Michael Pacello onto the show, she was embarrassed by what I was saying. But when my pastor was on the show, I didn't care what my mother thought, but oh my God, when I got my pastor on the show, I really have to quit some of the things I was saying. Okay.
and one of these days you might be able to accomplish that, but we will continue to work on that.
Right, okay. Okay, enough of us. Let's move to our guest.
Let's go. So, but before we go there, we got some great websites that we got posted, and I just want to say this: if you want to call in and discuss, and look, we've got the haters, we got the lovers out there, whatever. If you're a hater, you love us, whatever. Give us a call. We'll give you some airtime, and you know we'll duke it out with you if we have to. The guest call in is 424-243-9540. Again, that's 424-243-9540, and you can call in now live. Of course, later when you're listening to this show, which we have about 100,000 people that listen to this show later on during the week, you're not going to get me. You're going to probably call and get somebody else. So if you want to talk to us now, you got to call in right now. So if you're listening right now, because there's thousands of you listening, I mean, we've got calls from all over the world, folks. So we can take calls. We'll take your call. But let's have a serious conversation. A lot of serious things going on. October 27th, 2023, Continue Mission from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. We have two great guests, Val Olson, Greg Meekin, and then, of course, you got myself and you got Rich, and Father Michael Pacella is not with us tonight, so, you know, shoo, I hope he don't listen to this show. He's going to wash my mouth out with soap, too, because usually that's Rich that talks like that, not me. But anyways, Father Michael, pray for us all, always, please. It's an open mic night tonight, folks, so we're going to say, let's roll America. It's all about America. But if you're one of these bleeding heart liberals and you believe in all this stupidity that's going on, you give us a call. We'll listen to you. You know, we'll give you a platform, unlike what you will do to us. But then we're going to give it right back to you. You know, we're going to give you a truth bomb. Truth bombs are hard sometimes. They hurt. They really hurt. Some great friends that we're working with right now, the Oil and Gas Workers Association, and you can check them out at www.ogwausa.com. Go check out the Oil and Gas Workers Association at ogwausa.com and, you know, sign up and get their updates. I had an hour and a half long conversation with Matt Cody. He's down in Texas. He's a big patriot that lives down there and just a great guy. He, God bless America. He is 100% patriot. An oil field worker that stood up and started this organization to put the voice, like what we did with Vets for Energy. Cody's doing that now. Matt's doing that now with the Oil and Gas Workers Association, and he's asked me to jump in and be an advisor with them, and I'm going to be happy to do it because that's something I can sink my teeth in. And, of course, gregmeekin.com. That's meakin.com. That's Greg, G-R-E-G. See, Greg doesn't spell his name some weird, bizarre way, man. It's just Greg. Greg, G-R-E-G-M-E-A-K-I-N.com. You need to go check him out. And when you get there, you better check out some of those hockey jerseys that he has there, folks, because I'm telling you, you've got to get one of those. Rich, you need to get one of the hockey jerseys. Seriously. Give him a call. I've got mine. You know, Father Pacella's getting ready to get his, so you're going to have to get yours. PatriotSwitch.com/Val, V-A-L, the lady on the show tonight. Lovely lady, beautiful lady, wonderful, smart, but she will tear your heart out, man, I'm telling you, if she has to. But that's Patriot Switch, that's PatriotSwitch.com/VAL, Victor Alpha Lima. And then I want to talk about my good friends at AMFSFiltration.com, and that is AMFS, Alpha Mike Foxtrot Sierra Filtration.com. They are the only mobile platform filtration system that uses a permanent membrane filtration filter that you don't have to trade out. And they are removing up to 98% of the so-called forever chemicals. So if you're worried about PFAS, you're worried about CH, you're worried about selenium, you're worried about arsenic, all of these things that's making it into your water supplies, you know, these are commercial grade operations, folks. Every organization that's out there that's struggling to meet these EPA standards, we will send the EPA back home with their tails between their legs, because we will help you to meet and exceed those regulations, and you'll never have to see their ugly faces again, and you'll be able to produce 100% all the time. And then, of course, the Point Pleasant River Museum, that's pprivermuseum.com. I'm there Tuesday through Saturday from noon to 5. It's one of only 20 river museums, and it's dedicated to the inland waterway systems known as the river. And it's in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, also home of the Mothman and the Mothman Festival that draws in thousands of people from all around the world every year, and the home of the only Mothman cryptid museum in America is in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Get down there and check it out. And then also go to Amazon.com, folks, and purchase some of the books written by my good friend Richard Kilblaine and Father Michael Pacella, and also Greg Meekin. You know, he's got a few books out there, but I think you can find his on his website. But Rich Kilblaine's written two books. He's written more than two books, but there's two books, folks, that I'm telling you, you've got to check out. Filthy 13 is an absolute. You've got to check it out. Read about those Pathfinders in World War II, and then you got to read the book about the Rough Riders, folks, because I'm telling you, that's the most realistic, puts you right in the saddle with Teddy Roosevelt going up San Juan Hill, man. I'm telling you, Rich has a great way of writing books. He's blessed, and you need to go buy those books. Same thing with Father Michael Pacella. He has a great book about from valor to virtue, how you can go out and you can do your job as a police officer and a soldier and all these things that we have to do. Rough and rugged men and women now that are willing to go out and to do the things in the middle of the night, the unthinkable, unspeakable things in the middle of the night, keep this country free and keep us safe. But we also have to realize that we can still be good Christians, that we can still follow God's law and still do our job. And then, as always, folks, support our patriots running for office. Stop voting for mamsy, pansy, panty-waist people, okay? Seriously, make your vote count, because every vote counts. God bless you. Welcome to the show. Greg Meekin, what's going on with you and Miss Val today? What's going on?
James, can you hear me okay tonight? Man, you're fired up, man.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, it's like
You're fired up. You got me fired up, James. Your show wasn't even a minute old, and it degenerated to a mudslinging contest. Come on, man. Did you start drinking before the show or something?
God bless America.
God bless America. Yeah. After the awesome music to open, and then my friend James McCormick goes on a tear. I'm ready to walk out of my condo in Arizona City and kick some butt, man. You guys got me fired up. God bless America, everybody. God bless America. Tell you what. Oh, my God. You know, hey, Rich, thanks for calming him down earlier, man. This is great. No, this is great. You know what you're doing? You're showing
calming
the passion.
Down.
You're showing
wait,
the passion.
Wait. Calming down? No, I just energized him, okay? No, I didn't help the situation.
But I'll tell you what, I'm feeling the passion and the energy that people are in the United States. We had that wonderful one-hour show this morning on Val Olson Radio on X. James, thanks for joining us. And there's some pissed off people out there right now. James, you're really reiterating it and voicing it for everybody. Before I forget, obviously, I always want to reach out to your guys, your listeners, your Purple Heart guys, your veteran guys. You guys, we ain't nothing compared to you. I mean, I always salute out to everybody. I have a message also from Sheriff Mark Lamb for you, James.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I had, as usual, you know, I'm a modern guy now. I do things like text. I text now, you know, so I'm real modern. But Sheriff Lamb running for, of course, the U.S. Senate. Write it down. Mark Lamb's going to be the 51st vote in the U.S. Senate. Write it down. I'd much rather have him than Kamala Harris voting. Okay? Let's just put it there.
Lord, yes.
I texted with him. I got a text back from him probably half hour ago. I said I was touching base with you. First of all, he salutes everybody out there. Sheriff Mark Lamb loves you guys, knows you guys. And when he salutes you, it means a lot because I salute him too. I mean, he'll take a bullet for all of us down here in Pinal County. But he wanted, I said, anything for James or anything for the guys tonight. It was really kind of poignant because he texted me back, and I'm looking at it right now. And he said, Greg, tell everybody that I, especially with my run for Senate, right, because he's going for Senate. He wants to make a difference here, James and Rich. Mm-hmm. He wants to make a difference like we all do. But he said, tell everybody he's going to refocus and focus on the 85,000 children that crossed the border unaccompanied. He said the United States government, and I'm going to quote him here, okay, James? The United States government has turned back over to the cartels, to hard labor, and to even sex traffickers, all these kids. We don't know where they are, James.
God, that's terrible.
So that comes from the sheriff, Sheriff Mark Lamb, and total, you did such a great job, James, of, you know, just plugging everybody that's involved, the partner here, the mission, the partners, the missions. There's a lot of really, really good people. I'm looking at my screen right now for the show, just really good folks. Yeah, the Matt Codys and stuff of the world. These are good folks. And I just want to tell you, Sheriff Mark Lamb, it's SheriffLambForSenate.com, SheriffLambForSenate.com. That's his, goodness gracious, his election fund. And I'll tell you what, guys, you know this, but the money is on the Democrat side, especially this dark money and this BS money. It's just pouring in to help these Democrats. And this guy down here in Arizona, Ruben Gallegos, he's a Democrat. You guys haven't heard his name back there. He's a complete loser. Okay, this guy loser. I mean, a loser. Let's keep the border open. That's fine. You know, it's going to be 10 million. Just, you know, write it down. 10 million illegal crossers here before Biden's finished. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You know, you opened up the show, James, pissed off. I'm pissed off. There are people around the country who are so pissed off right now. And the bottom line is, now it's time to stop talking and start doing. The only thing we have to do in life is win elections right now, guys. We got a primary coming up here in Arizona where the sheriff is running against Carrie Lake and I think one other. And so we've got a primary coming up here in March. That's the biggie. That's the biggie right there. They're not talking about Sheriff Lamb nationally, but to write it down, he's going to win. But we got the primary, and then we got November 4th. We got November 5th, 2024. Everybody, let's go to the polls. I'll leave it off at that for now. But James, you got me fired up. It's time to take this country back. Okay, it's time to take this country back. So thank you on that.
Can I say something in to support what you just something you said?
Sure.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So you started talking about the sex trafficking and things like that. A tactic, a very successful tactic. If you want to take attention away from something very evil and sinister, focus on the other thing. So we have an open and porous border. So by allowing a flood of immigrants who are not a threat to our country, an economical threat, yes, but not a threat, our border security is so focused on handling them, they can't focus on the real evil that is coming across the border.
No,
and what
yeah.
is evil? As you said.
Rich.
If you watch the movie Sound of Freedom, they had no idea of the sex trafficking. All right, for people out there who want, you know, who are opposed to slavery, and they want reparations for slavery. You're so opposed for slavery. Slavery exists today. Take that money that you want for that, and let's focus on ending slavery in America today. We have sex trafficking is slavery, and I just read something about where they found child labor is a product of slavery.
And you know,
slavery
Rich,
exists in America.
Rich,
yes.
Boots on the ground here, facts. Mark Lamb confirmed, do you realize not only 5% of these crossers are getting vetted? 95% are just falling through the cracks or whatever the system. They got their appointment put off till whatever, 2026.
That's a scary thing. Because
we don't know
now,
who they are, Rich.
Mind.
We don't know who they are.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tell you what, so people are concerned, and I appreciate that feedback on your end. Bottom line, we have to win elections. We have to win elections. We got to win in November. I'm looking forward to the chat. I'm really looking forward to the chat tonight with you guys. I appreciate you having me on. Appreciate you having Val Olson on. As you know, James Val Olson's doing a fabulous job. She is where news gets its news. Okay, go to home at home media mom on X, formerly Twitter. I'll just say that for the last time. But to Val Olson, we've got, including on my YouTube channel, we got today's show posted. You did a fabulous job. Thank you on that, James. Fabulous job. And bottom line, we're all just rallying together as multi-general team for freedom, guys. For freedom. I know. I feel your passion. I feel, you'll feel Val's passion when she chats here. And bottom line, let's all pull together and win some elections and get this country back, just like Reagan did. You mentioned, James, you mentioned the hostage crisis. That was during those terrible Carter years. People forget. They forget the Carter years. They forget that Ronald Reagan came in like the cavalry in 1980, and it got us squared away. It got us patriotic again. It got us out of gas lines. It got us our tax cuts. A game changer, just like a Donald Trump was a game changer. So we need a game changer in 2024, because I'll tell you what, everybody knows. We're at a tipping point. We're a fork in the road. Two roads are diverging in a yellow wood, guys. And we can go down one or another. I'll forever stay glasses half full. Forever, and say that we're going to come back Constitution stronger. We've been through it before, but I'll turn the mic back to you here. I've been blabbing, but thanks honestly for letting me shout out to your guys and honestly, total salutes to you guys from Sheriff Mark Lamb.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we definitely, I'll tell you, he has my personal endorsement, and again, Greg, we're working out that trip to come out there. And I will be in Texas in February for sure. That's a fact. I'm going to be in Houston. And, I spend a lot more.
Maybe we coordinate that. That might be perfect timing, seriously. Because we're going to fly you down. We're going to get down to the border. The sheriff wants to do it. It's all obviously timing and everyone's scheduling. But you want to see what's going on the border, boots on the ground, so you can report back to your guys. Because you won't hear it in the mainstream media.
Look, they hear about it in Texas. I haven't seen what's going on in Southern California, other than what you see on the television. But Texas, I can tell you right now, I know what's going on down there, and it's a tragedy. And, Texas is getting ready to get sued by the federal government for them taking action you know, to put their National Guard and put their troops on the border. I think it's ridiculous.
Wait. When we say the federal government, are we talking the federal government or are we talking the Biden government?
Well, the Biden government, that whatever that is, that all circus, right, that
right.
Zoo.
So Biden, all right. Now, let's talk about Biden. Okay, so Biden, who revoked all the Trump initiatives, is now going back and realizing the Trump initiative. But what is Biden doing about the wall in Texas?
Well, he supposedly started rebuilding it. Yeah.
Secretly, he is rebuilding the wall. He has realized the guy is going back and now doing a lot of Trump initiatives. Mm-hmm. And he's not talking about that because the crisis he created is so bad that he's now having to go back and start building the wall again.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I should say finishing the wall that Trump started.
Yeah. Well, and look, I hope that it gets built, but ultimately they're going to have to – I mean, the policies really – I mean, I just don't get it. I don't understand. If you get in the country, every single person, you know, is a dang criminal that crosses the border. Every single person that illegally comes into this country is a criminal. Now, then on top of that, you've got the criminals, like you were talking about, the cartels, the sex traffic. I mean, the worst of the worst pedophiles, you know, and you hear all these people talk about all these pedophiles need to be hung. I've even heard liberals say that kind of stuff, unless they're an immigrant. Unless they're an immigrant, we should, you know, I mean, I can't understand it. I really can't. And it's like they praise.
James, what about the gays for Palestine?
It's like chickens rooting for KFC, man. I'm telling you. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah. You're sitting there going, okay, all right. So you're a gay, you're a homosexual, and you're rooting for a Muslim country that – is believes that Muslims should be executed. Not
mm-hmm.
Muslims.
Yeah.
Gays should be, homosexuals should be executed.
They
okay?
do.
Yeah. All right.
They
now,
do.
I want to point this out. The same thing. Look, there's not a lot of difference between the Old Testament and the Quran when it comes
mm-hmm.
to homosexuality and witches and things like that. Okay. But there was a point in time, I don't remember when it was, that the Jewish nation actually came to a conclusion that we have modernized and some of these rulings, like committing homosexuals to executions, that they're an abomination to God, are not in compliance with contemporary views. So
mm-hmm.
they have rejected. They're, the Jews have come to a conclusion, a witch shall not, yeah, do not allow a witch to live. Yeah, they've said, no, we don't have to execute witches, all right? It's the Christians that had a really good executing witches or anybody accused of being a witch, right? But the Jews have rejected a lot, and those are Old Testament laws. See, the thing
mm-hmm.
is, the Old Testament was about punishing evil. The New Testament was about forgiving. Jesus did not talk about killing homosexuals or witches and stuff like that. The Old Testament did. And
mm-hmm.
so the Jews have actually finally realized we need to modernize some of these rules or not. The Muslims
yeah.
have not. Now, I will tell you, a lot of the majority of Muslims have modernized, but they have not collectively condemned the rulings, the judgments of their scriptures, where
mm-hmm.
the Jews actually have. Okay, so anyway, continue.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. And what I would like to do now is I'd like to call Miss Val Olson in, and I'd like to check on her and see what's going on. What's going on in your world now, Val?
Well, in one hand, In one hand, I have Rich's new book. It just arrived. They were the Rough Riders. And I've only just been able to skim it here, but what really caught my attention, I'm just going to read from the back of it. Most of the Rough Riders were seasoned cowhands from the Southwest, but Ivy League athletes, sons of millionaires and lawmen filled out the ranks. Roosevelt molded this diverse group into a cohesive, efficient fighting force and led them to victory on San Juan Hill. And that is awesome. When I hear that and that spirit and that,
let me interject. I didn't write that. It wasn't Roosevelt. It was Leonard Wood. Leonard Wood was the trainer. He's the guy that recognized the attributes that these Westerners had offered. Okay. But anyway, I'm glad you got it. You can mail it to me and I will sign it and send it back to you. All right. So read it. You're going to enjoy it.
Yep.
I will. Yep. I know I will. But I want to talk just briefly about the spirit of that we need. We need to see that again. I was happy to hear James off the bat really laying the smackdown and sending a clear message. And that's what we need. Big shout out to our oil guys. I feel that the oil guys in Canada, anyways, this is a tough group of men. They have had to take it from the government, the propaganda, everything that's come at them. And I imagine it's the same here in the U.S. And I feel that that is a group of untapped. There's many family men. There's many men that are watching what's happening, the destruction, the demoralization that's going on, and they are upset. They stand with you, James, and what you're saying, and I've talked to many of them, and they are in the know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so serious that we do address what's going on at the border. And here in Arizona, to hear tonight that breaking news from Greg, I think that's huge that Sheriff Lem is standing up and he is addressing human trafficking. And this involves children, and this is where you are going to see mama bears rise up. When we know this is happening in our community, we are on watch. So I feel that there is, like, there's a uniting that's happening of morals, and we need to say no, not on our watch. So that's what's on my heart tonight, James.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this this company that you got here, PatriotSwitch.com. What's going on with that?
PatriotSwitch.com/Val. This is your opportunity to join millions of Americans that are sick and tired of seeing their money go where it supports agendas that are polar opposite to their values and beliefs. We're sick and tired of peeling made in China stickers off of everything we buy, low quality stuff from all these crappy box stores. We want to support the American businessman. So that's what it's all about. The best products. I could go on and on about the cleaning supplies and kind of my regime and how I do it, but basically I've decluttered my house. Less is more in my world, and these products just suit my lifestyle. They are very cost effective. They're good to the environment. They're safe for my family. And I love it. I love keeping a clean house, you guys. That's one way that I can just do something for my husband. He comes home, he works hard, mm-hmm. and the house is clean. I love doing that. I love that he is out there working hard, supporting our family. I have no problem whatsoever keeping the toilets clean, keeping food prepared, ready, fresh, homemade, locally grown. I'm all mm-hmm. about that. And I don't feel like some, you know, pushover woman sitting in the back, and I feel empowered. I feel like I really have, and I'll drop a big bomb here, I really have my shit together. Being
Yay!
Able to do that for my family. So thank you. That's patriotswitch.com/Val.
Hey, listen, that is great, Val. So what you did, okay. So I'm glad we're going here with this, okay? And this is the part where if Father Mike was on, he would be able to come in with scripture that would actually say, look, vow. You are keeping with the tradition of the Bible that says that the older women should be teach the younger women to be the keepers of, at home and to be good wives. Husbands, love your wives as Jesus loved the church, you know.
Yes.
And so it's not just women doing this. Men, we got to do things too. You know, it's like, I'm just going to tell you, my wife would go out and cut the grass around this house if I asked her to. But it would be such an embarrassment for me, for the other men in my neighborhood to see, well, here's his wife out there cutting the grass, taking care of the yard. You know what I mean? She has enough to do inside this house. And I just think that there are some traditional roles here. I'm just telling you that God bless women like you, because that, and look, women should not be beaten and then put into some totally submissive relationship. And I'll tell you, the men of America, the real men of America, they'll deal with that too. They'll deal with that guy. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we just don't have that. You know, I just, you know, if anybody does one of my daughters that way, you know, I probably will have to kill him. I don't know. I don't know if I'll kill him, but maybe. It'll be close. You know what I mean? But, you know, yeah, I probably would kill him. But, you know, then I'd ask Rich to help me hide the body.
You know, I think there's a couple of points to make when it comes to a healthy relationship. You know, I think it's important. And our relationship goes really well when I am respecting my husband. And that's a way that I can show him love. And you know what? He keeps me safe. He keeps a roof over our head. And he deserves my respect. I am so thankful. And I don't want to go in his lane. I'm happy to stay in my lane. And you're right, you know. Like, it's like changing the oil on a car. I mean, that would be a disastrous situation if I decided I really needed to do something like that. I don't. That's not my lane. The apple pie lane, that's mine. So, you know, you if you can kind of map out, like, how to make a healthy home and a happy one, life is better. And you got to take care of the castle first. And then from there, you can go out and do amazing things. And your relationship will be strong, too, when you can look at your partner and really celebrate what they do and who they are. And your kids watch it, too, and it impacts them. It impacts at a community level, you guys. It's serious stuff.
I agree with you. You know, so part of this thing that you're talking about, and I just want to go back to this Patriot switch, because this kind of goes into what I want to talk about as well, is the whole Buy America attitude. That includes our energy. You know what I mean? That includes our food. That includes our steel. That includes all these things. And like, I was on your radio show today, and, you know, I made the comment about the homosexuals that are voting for the Palestinian authority to win, you know, and they are like chickens voting for KFC or, you know, whoever makes chicken patties, maybe Chick-fil-A. They might be more in line with Chick-fil-A. But I would say the same thing about union workers that are steel workers, miners, anybody that is working in the union profession now, guys and gals. You cannot go there and vote for the Joe Bidens of the world and vote for the people that are going to push these agendas that's going to destroy your livelihood. You know, people are losing their homes. They're not just losing their cars. They're losing their homes. And imagine, you know, it makes me sick to my stomach, but imagine some young kid who's spent their whole life in a community, made friends, maybe they're 11 or 12 years old, and then all of a sudden, we got to pick up and move. You're going to lose your house. And, you know, when those things happen, generally, they don't happen very nicely. It's always done in a way that is foul and nasty. But, you know, they have to only go look at themselves in the mirror. If they voted for this, they did this to their family, and that's at every level. That's at your city level. That's at your county level. That's at your state level, and that's at your national level. I wouldn't pass to vote for a dog catcher that didn't have the same beliefs as I supported. Yes.
Right. So what are you going to say about active duty military people that pull their kids out of schools and have to transfer, not just to another state, but maybe even to another country, pull their kids out of one school to put them into another?
Now, the difference in that is that that is an occupation that we chose. And you pulled, you know, did you have kids while you were in the Army, Rich? Anyways, I had kids whenever I was in the National
Guard.
Or,
actually, my daughter is a brat. Okay, if anybody wants to know, a brat is actually not a derogatory term, but for any child who is born to a person on active duty is officially called a brat. It's not derogatory. Yes, my daughter was a brat. And I have a baby cup. And in the Army, it's a tradition. If you have a child born while you're on active duty, the unit will give you a baby cup. My daughter has a baby cup. My son is not a brat. He does not have a baby cup.
Well, I was a active duty recruiter when all four of my younger children were born. And then... I'm sorry, the older children. And then the other two were born. Preston was born like a month before I retired. And then, of course, Cassandra was not, was 2 years after that. But we chose that occupation. And, you know, we had to move from West Virginia to Indiana, from Indiana to Buffalo, New York, and to Tennessee. So there were moves that occurred during that time period, and yes, you're right. It was tough on the kids,
us. No. Yeah. It's tough on the kids, but did it make the kids worse or better?
It made them better, but they expected it.
Sorry,
I'm going
to tell you because the feedback I get from Army brats is. Yeah, everybody's used to growing up and building these communities and these friendships and stuff like this over years. Mm-hmm. But what the Army brats learned is how to adapt to changing environments. Mm-hmm. And brats they built a bond among themselves. All they had to know is you're an Army brat, just like it. I'm a combat vet, and all of a sudden, you're my brother, you're my sister, okay? Mm-hmm. But what I've heard is the Army, Navy, Marine Corps, I always talk about Army, but brats come out stronger from their experience than weaker.
Yeah.
All right, but what you're talking about is, all right, so – the circumstances, all right, but let's get back to the original thing is why you describe people getting pulled out of schools. I just only brought it up that in the military, people get pulled out for that their dependents, their children, experience the same thing, but it's not a negative experience. But what you're describing is unemployment and all this stuff.
Yes.
It a negative experience. So let's talk about why it becomes a negative experience instead of a positive experience.
Yeah. Well, you know, the number one thing that slaps you in the face is the fact that, you know, they're not leaving their home by choice. They're leaving their home by force, you know, and there's a big difference that the whole psychological impact of someone, you know, being kicked out of a home. It is devastating for a child. It really is. And it's really devastating, especially for a parent that, you know, has been given
mission
to take care of that family. And that's why it frustrates me, you know, and here's the thing. I said this today as well. I wouldn't mind paying $3 or $4 a gallon for gas if I knew that every job that gallon of gas was providing a job for American citizens and supporting American companies. I wouldn't mind paying a little more for the gas. But when I know that we are now importing, we're almost back to pre-Obama standards. Let me just say this about the Obama administration. It was horrible, but there were changes that were made that improved the energy situation in America in the last 2 years of the Obama administration. Now, of course, when Trump came in, honestly, we turned on every pump that we had and life was good. Gas prices were below $2 a gallon. Families were prospering and there were just a lot of jobs. Biden comes in. We're going to put the brakes on this. You know?
All right, Dame, stop. Just stop. I just want to ask the listening audience, before Trump became the president, when can you remember gas going down to $2 a gallon? When can you remember gas going down to $2 a gallon? You can't. Yeah. You can't, okay? What he did by pump baby, that philosophy, that was an economic game changer in America.
It was.
And I encourage you to keep paying $3 to $4 a gallon for gas.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Matt Cody, he is the president of the Oil and Gas Workers Association, said rig count is down by 146 from this week last year. Okay, so we've lost 146 rigs that aren't pumping, you know, oil. That is a loss of around 1,400 jobs, my friends. 1,400 American jobs, all for what? To placate the climate alarmist.
All right. I want to add something to that. All right. Now, when Jimmy Carter became the president at the end after the Vietnam War, so he stopped. He just fucking gutted the military.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped. He pretty much curtailed military funding. The guy's a Naval Academy graduate, but he was a nuclear submarine, so that's his focus. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, so all of a sudden we are now, for ammunition, we're digging into our war stocks. All right. We have Carter's looking at, we got all this ammunition. We don't need to buy more ammunition. Yeah, it's all in war stocks. If we go to war, we're going to have to tap into it. We've calculated how much we need. So we are now drawn from our war stocks. We're not buying more ammunition. You want to know what the cost effect of that was? So let's talk about 45 caliber ammunition. All right, how much 45 caliber ammunition do you think we expend every year? You know, it's a sidearm. And we don't, when you look in terms of the M16 versus the 1911 A1, we expend a lot of 1911, the 5.56. We don't expend a lot of 45. So guess what? We can go a lot of years without buying more 45 ammunition. Now, do you think there's a lot of companies out there producing 45 caliber ammunition? No, especially for the Army. So when you don't even buy anymore, then you're only producing 45 ammunition for the commercial market. They had to cut back. So all of a sudden, Reagan becomes the president, and now we're trying to reinvigorate the military. Guess what? You can't jumpstart the civilian industry. This is what I learned. You know, it says all of a sudden he's throwing money at this. So when you look at the company, like we were buying 45 caliber ammunition from one company, and it cut back in production. You can't throw old money at it, and it all of a sudden start producing what you need. This is what liberals don't understand. So when we get,
can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead, please. Sure.
Sorry, it's just it's an ammo question, and I had some family visiting, and they mentioned that the shelf life of ammunition in Canada, bullets apparently have a shorter shelf life. Have you guys heard anything about that?
Yes. No, you're absolutely. That's the thing most people don't realize is that ammunition has a shelf life. Now, one thing I'm going to tell you that Biden is doing good with the war in Ukraine and Israel is, hey, let's give them our war stocks and let's spend money to buying new war stocks. We're not buying money. We're not buying ammo to send over there. We're sending our outdated ammunition before it becomes inexpendable. Yes, there is. If you're an ordnance officer, you know that certain ammunition has a shelf life that after a certain point in time, it's not as accurate as it was intended.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm still curious at, you know, what government, what kind of changes they're making, and, you know, what is the shelf life on ammunition, and could this, you know, have different consequences than what you think? Like you think you're stocked, you're ready to go, and it turns out your bullets were made in Canada, and who knows what the Canadian government's putting in our bullets over there? Rhubarb juice.
Well, you're right.
Like
you're actually.
You're actually right.
The thing is, what our government is doing, if you pay attention to what they're saying, is we are sending to Ukraine and Israel our war stocks. The war stocks is stuff that was set in place and has shelf life. So we're sitting there going, are we going to send them brand new ammo or old ammo? We send them the old ammo. So
Rich,
then,
you okay?
Yeah, all right. Okay. No, no, it just, look, I have these allergies. So anyway, the thing is, if you listen to what we're sending to Ukraine and Israel is our war stocks, and we're replenishing our war stocks with new stock. And that's a good thing. Okay?
Mm. Well, I can tell you. I just saw this story about our buddy, Congressman Corey Mills, has successfully evacuated 159 more Americans from Israel this week. That's 159 more. So there you go, Corey Mills. That's one of our U.S. congressmen. He is a prior U.S. Army Sergeant E5, and he is now a congressman in Florida. I say, Corey Mills for president, baby. I'm sorry, that just came across my newsflash.
What do you think that looked like behind the scenes? You know, like, there's a lot of planning that goes into that, and do you think he has a big team, or how does something like that happen?
Well, Corey was a so when Corey got out, he became a contractor, and so he really is one of the rags to riches type stories. So he became independently wealthy off of labor and his works. He didn't get like a, you know, he didn't win the lottery. I'll just tell you that. So Corey was able to continue his work as a contractor and through that contracting business. Now, Corey was also involved with evacuating some of the same folks out of Afghanistan. So he was part of that Operation Pineapple. And yes, there are a lot of people that are involved in that. And it is a You know, it's a heavy lift because, you know, you're going to have to get aircraft. You're going to have to get permits to fly from, you know, from Israel. You're going to have to you're going to have to fly into other airspaces. So, I mean, there is a lot of work that went into that. So, so yes, he does have a team, but he flies on these missions. I mean, he goes over there. So he went into Afghanistan, mm-hmm. you know, and all that was going on. And,
wow.
Yeah. And he's a nice guy on top of that, you know? So, I mean, come on. I send a congressman, a seated congressman, that's not even, I'm not even in his area, but I send him a message and he responds to me directly. I send him a text. He responds. I said, I sent him a message. I said, honestly, you, my friend, should be the next Speaker of the House. You're demonstrating leadership with highest level of integrity. Salute. And he says, thanks, brother. Thanks, brother. You know, mm-hmm. said any time, you know, and he says, I am truly blessed. And, you know, and I can go back and look at conversation after conversation. You know, I went to Washington, D.C. He carved out time to talk to me. You know, I mean, this is a guy that honestly cares about America. He really does. So it's Corey Mills, CoryMills. Hey, look, this is a guy that Mark Lamb needs to get to endorse him, okay? This is a guy that can make a big difference, and he is making a big difference. He's a freshman congressman, too. Holy cow. Yeah, we need more like him. So to answer your question, yes, it is a big lift. And, you know, like I said, Corey, you know, he was not you know, he grew up rough. I mean, he did. And he had, you know, he went in the Army as a private, just like, you know, Rich and I went in the Army our first go around. We went in as privates. We got to feel all the lumps, you know, what all that feels like to be the soldier that digs the latrines and peels the potatoes on KP and takes the crap from everybody, because everybody outranks you when you're a private. You know, I mean, you are way down on the totem pole. And then, you know, Rich, if you remember, when you make PFC, private first class, then it's like, man, I got a little bit of power here. But then you find out, yeah, you're just a first class private, you know. So it's just but you work your way up the ranks, and Corey has done that. So man, I wish that all of our congressmen were like that. I really do. It's a shame that they're not. So let's see here. We got 49 minutes. Greg Meekin, come on, man. When are you going to break the news? Come on. When are we going to talk about it? You know, that big thing you got coming up. What's going on? He's being quiet on me. Did I lose you? Did we lose him? Greg.
Well, while you find him, I know Greg has some big news, time sensitive too. So,
oh, have I been on mute? Oh my God.
Zip your pants up, man.
Oh my God. I was going to say, oh my God. Wednesday Secrets from the Inside, you know, this is past my bedtime. So I'll just start, you know, napping, just nodding off here. James, remember, come on, man. Val Olson keeps me on track. You know, I'm sitting there blabbering on mute again. You know, come on, man. And yeah, Wednesday, Secrets from the Inside, my new radio show. I really am thrilled to got to really this minute, because, you know, you put together kind of projects and deals and stuff, and very often they don't come together. But I'm so thrilled, because on Wednesday, next Wednesday, we're going to be doing it initially on the Val Olson radio platform on X. Just like we did this morning, again, kind of a preview to Wednesday's show is really today's show with Val Olson. You were so fabulous, James. But got a new radio show. It's going to be 1 hour radio show starting at 9 a.m., just like Rush Limbaugh, 9 a.m. Pacific, hard start time, live. and a one-hour show. That's going to be noon East Coast time for the translation there. And it's a 30-year kind of brainstorm project mission for me, because Secrets from the Inside, that's a 30-year brand name. The first book I published, I've got my fourth coming up here pretty quick, Why I Came to America and Can We Even Fix This Mess? Well, my first book was Secrets from the Inside, How to Buy a New Car Below Dealer Cost. That goes way back to 1989, 1990. So it was, the brand really was, we all hear basically, what are the secrets from the inside? Everyone loves secrets.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
love secrets. They love little three secrets why James McCormick just is a jerk sometimes. You know, one of those.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You got me fired up tonight. I'm glad I got mute button on.
I want to talk to you. So, Secrets from the Inside. Now, let me tell you. You know, when I think of that, I think UFOs. I think CIA. What's going on, man? Come on, let's.
Exactly. Across the board. I've always been kind of a magazine guy. I obviously have an E magazine. That's not everybody's in love with just one single subject.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, but everyone does love secrets. They love gossip, but it's not gossip. It's not secrets, but it's just inside scoop. It's across the board, whether it's politics, whether it's military, whether it's healthcare. You have a topic of the day of healthcare, how to fix this, which we have fixes for. Education, the education mess. But how about UFOs? You know, how about the secrets have been kept from us from our government? Last I heard, we were grown-ups. We should be able to hear these secrets by now. What garbage is that?
Mm-hmm.
So across the board, people, it will be, I'm just so thrilled. Of course, I'm producing it, and I'll be on it every show. And we have Captain James McCormick, who will be on as a host. I just can't tell you how thrilled I am about that, James.
Yeah.
And the Vellals, and of course, going to platform it. So get ready, Eddie Freddy. Going to be just fun. And also lots of laughs. There's so much serious stuff out there, and I get it. But lots of laughs. You know, James, we've done so much radio together. And honestly, I just really think that, and I've thought of it like, I've thought like this since I was in diapers, seriously. Just life should be a bowl of cherries a little bit. My mother said that to me once. She said, you know what your problem is, Greg? She was a socialist liberal. She said, your problem is... Dude, Montreal, Quebec, Liberal school board director. She told me to vote for Pierre Elliott Trudeau, or she would lose her teacher's pension.
Mm.
So the fear mongering was back to the 60s and 70s. But you know, just whatever. My side note there, as far as where my train of thought was going, a lot of people just want the inside scoop. They want the real news. They want the unfiltered news. And it sounds cliche, but it's just so hard to find not only good quality, true fact-check information, but across the board, also entertaining and, yes, full of fun. My mom said, the problem you have, Greg, is you think life is a bowl of cherries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and last I looked, I think that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing. And honestly, it sounds funny. That was a lot of my reason of coming to America, James, seriously, when I was 24. Val mentioned this on the air the other day, and I don't know if it's purely socialist countries, but I do feel it in Canada. I feel there's a difference between Canadians and Americans in it. And I caused a little stir when I published this about 2 years ago. I said, I honestly feel, no offense, but my whole family's Canadian. Some of my best friends are Canadian, even some from Toronto, but we won't go there. For some reason, and I think it's socialist countries, there's an acceptance of their lot in life. They really, I really mean it. They don't feel they can do anything about anything. They think the government runs them, and in many cases, they allow it to, right? That's a whole other episode, the comfort zone thing.
Yeah.
But that's what I loved about America. That's what I came down here. I said, and when I was up in Quebec after living under martial law, you know, in the 70s and stuff, I said, I was looking at Ronald Reagan in 1980. You speak America the Beautiful. How about the Republican National Convention, you know, with Ronald Reagan in 1980? I said, if Ronald Reagan saw these language laws, like my English language is outlawed in Quebec in 1976. No English.
Whoa.
Oh, dude, wow. Outlawed. What do you mean? Oh, French only. Well, what do you mean? Mm. They took little companies down because they wanted bilingual signs. They took down a little tailor right outside of Montreal because he wanted multi-signs. English, French, Italian, Greek, blah, blah. No, French only. And to this moment, they have a bureaucracy in Quebec called the Office de la Langue Française, the Office of the French Language. I don't know if they've changed the acronym. And they go out and they police the language to make sure it's French only, French in the workplace, whatever. Boy, I digress there. But the accepting one's lot in life, it really bugged me. And I said, you know, Ronald Reagan wouldn't tolerate that crap.
Why not?
He wouldn't tolerate imagine having signs, Spanish only on American highways. What?
Yeah.
I mean, really, that stuff happens. Ronald Reagan wouldn't have tolerated, and there is a feistiness about Americans. And honestly, even though we've got weak, our younger generation's getting weak, blah, 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 blah. As Reagan would say, compared to any other country in the world, guys, you know, Americans are different. We are feisty. And even listening to you guys tonight, listening to my pal Val, Miss Val,
Miss,
you know,
Val,
you're Alberta,
yes.
Rose. Forget about Tokyo Rose. We got you're Alberta Rose in Val Olson. Okay, 5'1", right, James?
That's right. Yes.
So,
that's right.
Just make a wonderful pancake breakfast for you, but punch you in the nose about politics. There's Val Olson. I love it. So, but honestly, the accepting one's lot in life. I really find that about socialism, seriously, and I'm not interested in that in life. I really like adventure. I like being on a mission. And honestly, America is different that way, guys. It is different. I'll turn it back to you guys.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Can I just jump in first?
Yeah, yes, please, please.
I want to jump in for a second because, Greg, there is over 130,000 people that are listening on this platform tonight, and I know they cranked the radio a little louder when you said secrets from the inside. And I think it's really important just to touch over who you are and what your deal is, because, you know, secrets from the inside on Val Olson Radio on X, they want to know, am I just going to be sharing secrets about cleaning, or, you know, what are you dishing up? So what are you working on for next week? I have my notepad out. I'm taking notes. Take your time.
He's being very secretive. Well, he's, hey, listen, he's got to zip his pants up. That's what we say. That's the term in radio when you don't turn the mute off. You got to turn – hey, get the mute off, Barry. Zip your pants up.
Oh, dude. You got me good now, though, right? You hear me okay? Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, unbelievable. I'm just going in and out of pre-dementia tonight. But, it's amazing you asked that, Val, because the smartest person in the world is my wife, Deborah. And she asked me this evening, so what are going to be your topics for Wednesday? Topics.
Mm-hmm.
And among other things, I want to talk Alberta 51. And I mean talk secrets, meaning maybe update the referendum that people kind of don't know the newest news, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, I want to touch on something. And this is kind of it's not a new concept, but I want to touch on it. And I want to make it a topic on Wednesday. Val, me, and the captain on air, and it's the thought police and the language police. Okay, we've heard of the thought police, we've heard of the language police. I really want to make a scene about this. I'm saying, well, who are these people? Because my thought, and again, we've thought about this before, but you know how everybody cringes now because of the woke world, and we all do. We kind of cringe and be careful what we say. James, you even start watching what you're going to say on the air now and then, you know? But you know that feeling. So I'm saying to myself, well, who are these people? Who are the thought police? Because when you hear something that's a concept that should make you feel bad about something, whether it's global warming or whatever, well, that's okay, the thought police. I should be, you know, I should think this way. Language police, that's obviously a woke modern talk. Well, who are these people? And who starts these kind of little rules? I believe it or not, I wrote about this way back in 2005. I'd seen that the two words, this is 2005, this is going back there, boy, goodness. But it was, I saw two words coming out in the, because I analyze the media all the time. I love talking points and talking heads in media. And I said, what's with these two words that I'm starting to hear that I never heard before, or at least this predominantly? And one was hate, and the other was lies. I said, well, we never used to use these words in public discourse. They're really, really harsh words. And I wrote a piece in 2005, an essay, I think it's even online still, but it's called Of Hate and Lies and Other Happy Thoughts. And I'm saying, what's with these words? And what it's now got to, now that we're 2023, it's gotten to be so, that I see so rampaging across the world, this thought police and language police. This is not only a topic for one show, but, you know, topic for a miniseries maybe. Because you know what I want to do? I want to take the thought police. I want to take the language police. And I want to at least detain them and maybe stick their asses in jail for a while. How about that? How about that?
Yeah,
now, how about that? How about we stick? Sometimes there's dirty cops, right?
Yeah.
Well, the thought police and the language police, they're the dirtiest cops I've ever heard because they're making our world miserable. They are. We're watching what we're saying. We're being careful. We got media completely censored up in Canada. This show won't see the light of day throughout most of Canada, James, because Justin Trudeau doesn't think Canadians are grown up enough to hear it. That's called language police. That's called language police. So let's round them up. Maybe you're not put in jail, like they say on cops, but let's detain their asses. Okay, let's detain them for a while and have them take a break on ruining all of our lives. So maybe that'll be a topic. How about that? Maybe I'll use this tape, this clip as an intro to Wednesday. But bottom line, just I am so thrilled to really produce a product, just like my books have been. You ask Val, she's perused my books. You're just going to get the truth. You're going to get honesty. You're going to get boots on the ground, skates on the ice, reality, win, lose, or draw, whether you like it or not, whether it offends you or not. And yet on stuff that's interesting for us. I always joke to my Democrat buddies, boy, they've been quiet, James. All the big mouths in 2016 and 2020. And I say, I want to keep it simple. Greg Meekin keeps it simple. We'll talk about this on Wednesday. I just want my $1.75 a gallon Trump gas back. That's all I want. I really liked filling up my car for $32, maybe $34, not $90. I really liked that. I really liked my groceries being half the cost back under Trump groceries than Biden groceries. Because you know what? The President of the United States, the buck stops, indeed stops here. They're personally responsible for their policy and for the entire 4 years that they're in office. They sure held Donald Trump responsible and responsible for stuff he didn't even do in many cases. So Joe Biden is responsible for everything that happens in the United States of America as a result of his policy for these 4 years. And like I say, keep it simple. I just want my $1.75 gas back. So I look forward to, honestly, on Wednesday, Secrets from the Inside. Let's go thought police and language police, and let's put them in jail. Maybe that'll be one of the main topics. Val, I don't know if that answers your question, but if there's any topic that people are passionate or interested in, and yes, aliens. I'm interested in aliens. I'm interested in Bigfoot. I don't believe in Bigfoot because I haven't seen a carcass yet. Show me a carcass. Everything's finding Bigfoot now. Well, show me one. I just don't see one. I don't see one. You know, we got dinosaur fossils, but we don't have a Bigfoot. Come on, man. So, but I do believe in aliens, and I think we should hear these secrets from the inside from our federal government, too. So, Val, I don't know if that's too blabbery an answer to your question, but I really, really look forward to working with you and working with Captain McCormick on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern.
I'm really excited, and I really hope that our Canadian friends are going to be able to, you know, somehow put up an antenna and just catch just a little bit of our show. I know last week people are talking about it international scale. I was the journalist. I'm sure many of you have heard about this. It's old news now, but it's true. I was the Canadian journalist that shared an empowering video about disabled dogs. They had little wheelchairs hooked up to their back legs because they had lost mobility of their back legs. And the government of Canada, with their censorship laws that Greg's talking about, actually wouldn't allow people to see that video. They blacklisted it.
Wow.
So I had poor Canadians at home messaging me saying, Val, like, is there any way you can, like, find a way to send me what you posted? I don't know what it was. And I said, it was a video of disabled dogs in wheelchairs out for their daily walk. So it's really sad. You know, I've had some journalists reach out to me, and I could almost have a full-time job from mainstream Canadian journalists calling me to fact check, get information, because so they're not able to access a lot of, you know, resources they used to rely on Google. So out of the goodness of my heart, I'm like working nonstop just to help the mainstream media community. So, you know, I don't know if we're going to get this show in Canada, and that's with all seriousness. Really,
yeah.
Do that. Think it's from the inside. Yeah.
Well, I thought that it was interesting that you actually had, you know, that the link to our show on Continue Mission, which we have people in Canada that listen to our show, but the link for those particular shows, that's, they could not open them. That
yeah.
was very odd. That was, and there was that disclaimer from the Canadian government. So, you know, I don't know. Rich, did you call somebody or do something to cause all this or what? Because you're being awful quiet over there.
Yeah, Rich.
All right. I'm missing this. What are you accusing me of not doing?
Now listen. Hey, now so Val had posted a link to some of her Canadian friends for Continue Mission, and I know we
yeah.
have Canadians that listen, but
yeah, I'm not following her post. Unfortunately, I'm not following her post. I'm sorry.
Oh,
so
okay.
Tell me what their
basically they took a picture when they tried to open up Continue Mission. It said that it was restricted by the Canadian government.
I'm not surprised. All right, because I had no idea how the Canadian government functions. But the more I'm watching, especially in how the Canadian response to the COVID restrictions were, when we most Americans, when we look at Canada, we look at a government that did not separate from the crown, has all the liberties of the American government. Because what we're finding in America, especially with this recent Israeli-Hamas war, is that wokeness, people started standing up to wokeness when Trump was elected president. Now they're persecuting wokeness because of this recent war. But when we look at Canada, Canada is not America. I had no idea that the laws actually allowed Canada not to suppress opposing view, to put anyone, priest, preachers, religious leaders, truck drivers who oppose the opposing view, oppose the government view, to put them in jail. I did not know how authoritarian, how autocracy, but it's an extent that what the Canadian government is extension of the British government when it was ruled by the crown.
Yeah,
and
no
only
game.
Under recent time, this is what I'm going to say. This is from an outsider looking at it. We have not experienced this in the past because we've never had a government that has tried to dictate the lives of the individuals as they did under COVID, because we now have a polarizing government between, especially in America, between the conservatives and the liberals. And if that happened the thing is, in America, we have states' rights versus federal government. And that is the conflict. Now, I don't know how it works in Canada, but what I'm hearing is you oppose the federal government.
Hey, Val, Rich, Val, tell Rich the story of the Coots boys, the guys that are in jail. We have our January 6th. We're down here, right, guys? They're in jail for, what, 3 years or something? Val, relay that story. I don't know if these folks have heard it or not, but that's just a tragedy. Some people heard about that Tamara Leak, who was imprisoned, you know. But tell them about the Coots boys there, Val.
All right. I just wanted to tell you, the only thing we have heard, the mainstream media has talked about, that truck driver strike during COVID.
Right.
That's the only thing we got.
Right.
So if you're going to tell us something different, that escaped mainstream media.
Now, where new news gets its news is from Val Olson. Tell them about the Coots boys. That's just a tragedy. These guys are still in jail, guys.
Over 600, and I think it's 30 and counting days. Not charged. They are waiting for their day in court. And there is, it's terrible. And they're held in remand centers.
Wait. Let's stop for a moment. How many people are waiting for the day in court?
Four men. Four Alberta men. And they were at Coots border.
Wait, four? Yes. Now, in America, if you're waiting your day in court, you can post bail and you're free. Tell me the status of those four men waiting their day in court.
They're still waiting for their trial. They're just getting shuffled around. Let me correct that. Day 621. So they are at day 621 today. Chris, Jerry, Tony, and Chris, they are known as Alberta political prisoners. And
are they in jail? If you say they're political prisoners, are they in jail?
They're in remand centers. 621 days in remand.
Explain what that is.
Well, remand center is like where they hold you. So they hold you there. A lot of people say it's worse than jail. The food
is
just a pit.
You are confined and you do not have the liberty to leave. It's like jail. All right. So you're talking to an American audience that doesn't understand the terms you're describing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you just
so they are basically locked up. They are locked up waiting for trial. See, if you post bail in America, you get arrested. Look, you could be the most foul criminal there is with multiple convictions. You get arrested and you post bail, guess what? You're back on the street in America. So what you're telling me is the terms you're using is these people are actually locked up.
Correct. They're known
That's
as Alberta political
to hear.
Prisoners. Innocent
okay,
until
and that,
proven guilty.
So that makes them political prisoners. Yes, correct.
That's right. So in Alberta, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada is not worth a lick. It stopped working.
Right.
So if you're in Alberta, these four men are able to tell you and the rest of the world, the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada does not work. Day 621.
I
got to
play the devil's advocate. I got to play the devil's advocate. Why, under what circumstances were they arrested and placed under those conditions?
Well, until they can go to court and
No. Let's
blame
back
what
up.
Had happened.
Look, I got to play the devil's advocate. I got to look at this from both sides as best as I can. What did they do to cause the government to arrest them and put them in jail?
Well, there's all kinds of theories. I
want to know facts. I'm playing.
There are
I'm
no
playing
charges.
The devil's advocate.
There's no charges.
But there's
they just
no
picked
charges.
Them up.
I want to know the fact behind the case.
The answer
was
picked up.
Was this a result of the convoy controversy? I don't know if it was this case, but there was questions of maybe even evidence being planted by the RCMP, not corroborated. But wasn't it controversial, kind of like that, Val? And they were stuck in jail. It's very much like all the Ottawa people, but they have not been able to get out. And Rich, just think of it as a detention center. You know, I know we're semantic as far as what's locked up. They're in detention center.
All right. Yeah, here's the thing. All right. When I watched what was going on in Canada with the truck blockade, okay, so if I was to take the government stance on this, so you can protest all you want, but if you block traffic, that's a different story. And that's the issue, okay? So if I'm looking at from the government stance, it's one thing is you're not going to drive, but if you block a major traffic zone so no one else can drive, I would consider that illegal. All right,
but 600 and some days in jail.
But no, I'm going to tell you in defense of it. When you look at the numbers. Of the truck drivers that were boycotting. And the thing is, it's one thing to say, when I see BLM walk out on an interstate and block traffic, my response is run the motherfuckers over. Run the motherfuckers over or arrest them. Arrest them, okay? No, you don't fucking block traffic. So when I see Canadian truck drivers blocking traffic, I'm going, okay, how does that apply? If you're just blocking traffic, yeah, you probably need it. But then when they go over your financial assets, that's a little too much. It's one thing is like, so we look at all those BLM protesters who go out there and block traffic, and we're going, what's the charge we're going to get them in? Okay, blocking traffic? Yeah, go ahead, do it. Okay. But what I hear in Canada is, okay, and based on this truck driver's boycott, they block traffic. They fucking block traffic. The thing was the Canadian government froze and took their assets, their money. They went into their bank account. That's what I heard. We don't do that in America. All right. So in America, if you could decide to go out there and block traffic, guess what we're going to do? We're going to arrest. What we should do that we probably didn't do is we're going to arrest your ass, put you in jail, and you're going to now have to pay for court costs and some things like that to try to prove why you're innocent. But we do not freeze your bank accounts so you can't pay your bills. Tell me what the Canadian government did. What is different between Canada and the United States in this, since we have addressed this topic? What did I miss?
Well, what's different is we have a foreign government calling the shots in Canada. And the reality is you've got four men who are in remand center without charges waiting their day in court. And I'm not going to say, you know, they did this or they didn't do this. If they did something wrong, I believe in law and order. Give them their day in court. This is inhumane. This is a national embarrassment. This is communist activity. This has to stop. And
Wait. You just said it's a national embarrassment. I have never even heard of this until you brought it up. How is this a national embarrassment?
Well, it's in Canada. Secret. The Canadian. Yeah.
It's embarrassing that in the province of Alberta, that your Charter of Rights and Freedoms don't work there. That's a national embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
For conservative
actually, that's the right answer. I'm going to agree with you on that. Okay.
I mean, if I was in her shoes, I would be hanging my head, just hoping that international journalists don't ask me about that. Because how do you answer? How do you respond? Are you short-staffed? Like, what's going on here?
No, let's explain it. Let's define it, because the majority of the audience you're talking to is are Americans, not Canadians. And Americans have this concept that you are innocent until proven guilty. So you can be charged for anything, but the prosecution has to prove you're guilty, not you prove you're innocent. And what I'm hearing from Canada is the exact opposite. If the Canadian government accuses you of being guilty, you have to prove your innocence. Am I mistaken in this?
That's absolutely right. And Rich, just to touch on the charges, this is not in my lane. I do know that this Coutts 4, they're called the Coutts 4. And it is a big, big, big story. But I have just a quick rundown of it. And again, it's not in my lane. I'd like to drill down to it, and that actually might be good for a topic in the future. Because what happens, I guess, here we go. On February 13th and 14th of 2002, these three guys were arrested on charges of mischief over $5,000. That sounds so Canadian, mischief over $5,000. Then later they were charged with conspiracy to commit murder. Although they were unarmed guys. I think there's this real controversy there. So I don't know if someone did die or whatever. I know there's people that have the inside scoop on that story.
Yeah.
But basically, as they do in Canada, if you're kind of like the January 6th thing, if you're determined a danger in any way to society, right, you're blah, 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 quote, domestic terrorists, you know, those vanilla domestic terrorists down here that are in jail, then they literally, you're right there, Rich, they can just hold you. Just hold you. These guys are being held without bail and without charges. So they're
all
waiting
right
for their trial date. So either way, it sounds like a bunch
of... What we have in America is... There's a lot of threats to government. But the liberal government, the right-wing extremists, are the greatest threat to government. Why? Because the right-wing extremists are going to target individuals. Individuals they determine as a threat. Now, the left-wing extremists are going to burn down entire fucking neighborhoods, business districts, people that contribute to the economy. The left, the right is going to kill individuals. The left is going to destroy businesses. This is my summarizing of it. The right, the extreme right, are going to kill individuals they fear as a threat. The left is going to destroy businesses. Which one threatens the economy the most? The left. The left. Okay?
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, they've just about destroyed the economy here in America, that's for sure. And
they haven't. They haven't.
You think they've made it better?
No. James, I just want to point this out. James and I get in these damn arguments because James
is always right.
when in reality is, the they he's talking about is the they in the Democratic-controlled cities. He's talking about the they all over America. Look, James and I have had to have these fucking, a lot of, like, offline conversation about And I'm beginning to say, he goes, they, he's talking about everybody. No.
Yeah.
They in these Democratic controlled
well, that's who I'm talking about.
Have destroyed their economies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, but still, though, it's trickled down to all of us. I mean, we feel all every time that they burn their damn cities down, we feel it because I'm telling you, the price on everything goes up from steel to bricks to you name it. I mean, I'm telling you, every time they do something stupid, we have to foot the bill. And none of them son of a bitches work. They don't pay no taxes. They don't pay anything. They don't do anything.
James, I'm just going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that the only thing that's happened in Williamsburg, Virginia, is the price of gas has gone up. No, wait. All right. Biden economy. Okay. No. All the burning and the looting of the inner cities has not affected us in Williamsburg, Virginia.
Well, that's
affected us in Williamsburg, Virginia. No, let me tell you.
Biden
economy. All right. The price, the fact that gas used to be $2 a gallon. It's now over $3 a gallon. And everything else we buy when we go to the grocery store is more expensive than it was.
Yeah.
You know, three years ago.
Try to buy steel beams and trucks of bricks.
He's just reminding people how much more they are spending on groceries than they did before.
So let me just say this. We built a museum, a big two-story, you know, huge-ass museum in the middle of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The original cost on that was $1.5 million when it was first bid in 2020. By 2021, that price went up to $3.5 million. So, you know, we had $1.5 million to build the thing, so we had to go out and find $2 million. You know, just according to the liberals, it's just hanging and growing on damn trees someplace.
Right.
But to us that have to work, so all of that contracting work, every bit of that went up. The steel, the wood, go try to buy some 2x4s right now. So I just bought a truckload.
James, almost had to sell one of the kids. The left does not want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the cost. All they want to talk about is we're trying to reverse something we can't reverse.
Yeah,
they believe that global warming is a fact. If you don't believe it, guys, historically speaking, if you study history and paleontology, global warming is a fact. But here's the deal: climate change has been taking place over millennium, long before the industrial age.
Yeah,
it's cyclic. The world climate change is cyclic. And the people who belong to the Church of Global Warming, led by Al Gore and the High Priestess Greta, believe that we are the cause of climate change. We are not. And there's historical facts to prove that.
Oh, absolutely. That's a whole show. That's a whole show.
Something we can't prevent.
Yeah, well, you know, and the thing is they're not really preventing anything. They're just moving the resources. I mean, we're still buying the steel. We're still getting the everything that we're getting, but we're just getting it from China, Russia, and everybody else.
James, let me point this out. For all those people who say we need to prevent global warming, all I got to say to you is go off the fucking grid.
Yeah, go off the grid.
Off
that's
the
what I tell them.
I'm just going to tell you right now, go off the fucking grid. Quit you uses electricity. Get rid of your cell phone. Get rid of your computer. Go off the fucking grid. I'm doing, you know, this. Right. Go off the fucking grid. Quit being a goddamn hypocrite. Go off the fucking grid. Yeah.
Feel better now,
yeah,
Rich?
The people,
now.
Who, the kid, the generation, hey, who are all sitting there telling us we are the culprit. You are
Father
the
Michael's
most
listening
consumed.
To you.
You can't live without
you.
Your goddamn cell phone and
oh
laptop.
My God. Rich,
okay.
Father Michael's listening. Father Michael's listening.
He's not.
He's listening.
He's not.
He's
That's
listening.
Why I can go off of this diary.
He's
listening. Okay.
He's going to listen later. He's going to listen later.
The guy, okay,
he'll get you on Sunday. He'll get you on Sunday.
I can go off of this diary.
Yeah, he's going to get you on Sunday. Hey, listen, so we've got...
No, he's not, because...
We got six.
Sunday,
we got
I'm
6 minutes.
I'm going to miss 2 weeks of church with you, okay?
Yeah. We're going to get you. He's going to get you.
All right,
hey,
all right.
6 minutes. 6 minutes. I want to get...
All
I want
right,
to get...
Okay, I back off. Let all right. the others talk. I think I've got off of my one tyrant, which I really do.
All right, Greg, parting thoughts here. I don't know if you're going to be able to step in on that one right there, but go ahead.
Well, I want to thank Rich Kilblaine for his diplomacy. just a great big thank you. I sound like a broken record, but salutes to you guys, to you. James, to Rich. I really would have loved for Father Michael to be here tonight, and hopefully next time. We'll definitely have Father Michael, as well as a number of folks like Sheriff Lamb and his wife Janelle and a number of other folks as secret guests on our my Wednesday shows, mm-hmm. Secrets from the Inside, with Greg Meekin and special awesome co-pilots, co-host James McCormick and Val Olson. Once again, Val's, my website's gregmeekin.com. You can find my stuff. My trending section on my website has all my current stuff, my writings and stuff. And very important, and this is addressing something earlier. We're talking about this garbage censorship of the Canadian government. Well, I think you and Val know, and most people know, I got a YouTube channel. YouTube mm-hmm. channel, which has most of the clips in these shows. Believe it or not, today's show earlier is already posted on my YouTube channel. And what I'm hearing is most Canadians I know have access to it. They can pop up these shows, but through the YouTube channel. So what a good plug for me. That's at Greg Meekin. There are now almost 800 videos, all of radio clips, TV clips, stuff that I've done for the past couple of years. And there, again, there's, I think, probably three continuing mission shows. On there, uncensored, hell yeah, you know. So, but go to my website. And once again, Val Olson, she's at, and I'll let her do her extra, of course, but she's at Home Media Mom. Val is indeed where New News gets its news. I'll let her sign off on that. But just thanks to all you guys. If one thing that people could do is to subscribe to my YouTube channel, the old click to subscribe. I've had almost 23,000 views on that little channel and almost 500,000 images. Click to subscribe, all that fun stuff. Turning it back to you, but salutes to all you guys. Salutes from Mark Lamb to you guys. And I'll turn it, I guess, you know, to Val, too, for her extra, because she's been fabulous. She was great today, and she was great this evening. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Miss
Val.
Well,
thanks so much. Thank you. Thanks for the invitation tonight, James and Rich. It was a pleasure being here. And just on a diplomatic note, it's easy to engage in these discussions, especially when it comes to guilty until proven innocent in Canada. I know there is excitement and talk of, you know, just international people wanting to know more about this story. So At Home Media Mom, my name is Val Olson, and if you like what you heard tonight about supporting American-made, definitely check out my store, patriotswitch.com/Val, and our team will get in touch with you right away. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. And as always, folks, we enjoy having all of you wonderful listeners here on Continue Mission. We're here every Friday night from 10 o'clock until midnight Eastern Standard Time. So all you West Coasters, you can jump on at 7. You can be off by 9, and you still got a lot of time to party and hang out. So I want to thank Greg Meekin and Val Olson and Rich Kilblaine, as usual. We always have a very entertaining and an enlightening show. And, it got a little bit wild in here. You can definitely tell that Father Michael Pacella was not in the room tonight. But he is going to listen to this show, I am sure. And Rich is going to have to get his mouth washed out with soap at church on Sunday. I'm looking forward to that. And he's going to take pictures of it.
Give me the last 2 minutes. All right, Father Michael gets to end with a prayer. Give me the last 2 minutes.
We don't have even 2 minutes. We've only got like a minute right. left. So there you go. You got
okay.
it. Let's
Here's
go.
The deal. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. All you people who subscribe to global warming is caused by man, get off the fucking grid. Get off the fucking grid. Otherwise, get off the fucking grid and move to West Virginia.
I know.
Otherwise,
over here.
You're a hypocrite. Get off the fucking grid. Quit using electricity. Close out your, get rid of your cell phone, your laptop. Get
yeah.
off the fucking grid.
Vibrators,
and
dildos,
live in
all
West
that
Virginia.
Stuff.
Okay? Because I'm going to tell you, the people of West Virginia are more climate friendly people than anybody. They live by it.
Yeah, we
you know,
do. Yeah,
these,
we do. Yeah.
And the thing we're finding is the majority of the people who protest advocated, they are the biggest consumers of electricity.
Absolutely.
That's right. You're a goddamn hypocrite. Go go off the grid. If you really are for
Hold up.
You
hold
know,
up.
Going
out.
Against climate change, go
Time
off
out,
the grid. Go off
right.
the grid.
We got you. We got you. Folks.
Got it.
Join us every Friday night on Continue Mission. Let me just say this. We'll close it out with a nice thing. God bless America. God bless each and every one of you. God bless you and your families. And have a good night. Greg, Val, I love you guys. Rich, love you too, brother. Have a good evening. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.